Good morning, Happy Housewife Dana. This is Dawla Shine. I am back from Charleston, South Carolina, and I am not happy to be home. I have to say that.
Aw, well, you've been missed.
Well, I missed you. I missed all the girls on the website. When we first got down to our beach house that I rented, it never occurred to me that there would be a house left in the world that didn't have internet. You know, hookup. So I brought my laptop and there was no hookup. So I was freaking out. And I realized that I am truly an addict of the Happy Housewives Club. And guess what, Dana?
What?
I am not alone because the numbers I looked at last night and last month, girls, in the month of June, we had over 2 million hits to the Happy Housewives Club. I cannot believe it. It is so exciting. I'm in shock. I mean, I knew that we were popular, but I didn't even realize we were that popular. 2 million hits last month.
Isn't that awesome?
It's awesome. It's amazing. It's exciting. And we have so much in store. I'm pumped. My vacation pumped me up. So you're in a lot of trouble, Dana, because you're going to have so much work to do. I am ready to get moving forward. Remember, I was in the theme of the slacker mom theme for the summer.
Oh, come on. You can't get out of it yet.
I'm getting out of it. Summer's almost over. It's really almost done. Before you know, it's going to be September. So we have to start working towards all of our exciting new things that are going to be up for September, which, ladies, we're going to have our domestic page up there. Cleaning Green is going to be included. We're going to all try and live a cleaner, happier, safer life. We're going to add our health and fitness page. There's so much going on, Dana. But I can't even think straight because all morning I hear this. Can you hear it in the background? Bzzz. Do you hear that?
No.
It is those horrible lawn machines. The landscapers and these people have all of this machinery now. And every single day, all you hear is landscape machines. I can't stand it. I know you don't deal with this because you're in the middle of nowhere. But here in suburbia, it's all you hear. So I want to add one more thing to my Dawla Shine for President platform, Dana.
Okay.
Which is only 2 days a week are going to be landscape days. Because we need to have quiet and silence, and we need to be able to sit in our yards without hearing blowers and mowers. So I say that 2 days a week, people can landscape using machinery, and that's it.
I think that's the price you pay for living where you live.
No, it's not. Look at it this way. Every single day, someone else has got a mower or blower buzzing and humming, or they're doing something with these electronic hedge cutters, which that sound makes me crazy. Did you hear that sound?
That was your computer, wasn't it?
What was that, AOL? I shut it off. I thought I was being attacked for a minute by a chipmunk. But, yeah, so I think to have noise serenity, what we should do is have landscaping that is allowed in suburbia only 2 days a week. So I'm adding that to my platform. But, Dana, I have to say, coming back to New York, I was really disgusted because New York City is just a pit. It really is. It's dirty. It's filthy. The people are rotten. They're horrible. And I didn't realize how bad it was until I was in Charleston.
Uh-huh.
Everyone down there is so nice and so mannerly. And when I bought a pair of shorts at the Dillard's, the woman said, "Bless your soul." And guess what? I really like talking like this, Dana. I want to be a Southern housewife. It fits me. It suits me. That's what they would say. It suits me. It suits me. And everyone is calmer. Nobody's beeping their horns at anyone in traffic. People actually let you go ahead. They wave you on. The other person waves back. And this was like a miracle. At the food store, the grocery store, when you're ringing up, a man actually bags the groceries. Do you have that in Michigan?
I was just going to say, all these things that you're saying, I have all that.
I didn't say you didn't. I'm saying that I don't have it in New York. I said New York is a pit. New York is the pit of the world, the armpit of the world. What on earth is wrong? This is supposed to be the most fabulous city. I mean, if you need to make big money, if you have big business, people from all over the world come to New York. Mm-hmm. So you would think that it would be a nicer place, but it's not. I mean, somebody would... When I was trying to cross the street to catch the train, few years ago, I fell and broke my ankle. And do you know that the traffic didn't even stop? They just drove around me.
Oh my gosh.
In Charleston, in the suburbs in Mount Pleasant, I stopped to look at a rattlesnake. You got to hear the stupid thing that I did. Dana, I am such an idiot. So we know that when it comes to everyday normal activities about animals and life, I'm not so smart, okay? So I'm driving with the kids and we see this big snake in the middle of the road. And I'm like, oh, and he was rolled up. So I'm like, oh my God, kids, look at that. It's a huge snake. And I pull over to the curb and we all get out to look at the snake. Because you realize this is like a fun touristy thing for me. I never see snakes, you know, unless it's a pair of boots. So anyway, we all are standing there looking at the snake. Seriously, we're within like 3 feet of the snake. And I'm like, and Hannah's like trying to get closer. And I'm like, Hannah, just back up a little bit. So this woman in a van pulls up to me. She's like, "What you doing there, honey?" I said, "Well, I was gonna move the snake to the side of the road so she doesn't get ran over." She goes, "What are you, crazy? That's a toxic rattlesnake, a venomous rattlesnake. You gotta walk away slowly there." So we all start walking away. Now, if that was in New York, not only would the van not come over to help me, but they would be rooting for me to get bit by the rattlesnake.
Oh my gosh. So the snake was coiled and was he doing his rattlers? No.
Wasn't making any rattling sounds, but it gets better. So we get in the car, and I'm like, wow, kids, we saw a snake. Isn't that great? And we're all excited. So that night in our beach house, we're watching TV all together, and we're watching Man vs. Wild, which Connor loves, and I love it too. Did you ever see that show on Discovery?
No.
You have to watch it. They take this guy who was in the Special Armed Forces, and they just dump him in places around the world, and he has to survive. It's an excellent show. Anyway, they had dumped him in the Everglades in Florida. And so he's having to survive in the Everglades. And he's starving because he hasn't eaten for like 2 days. And so he's trying to find something to eat. And he sees this big rattlesnake, this big snake. And he gets about 3 feet from it. He's like, oh, that's a venomous, yada, yada, yada. I'm not going to even try to get that because it'll kill me in 2 seconds. And it was the same snake that we saw on the road that day.
My gosh.
So, and we did see an alligator.
Ooh, fun.
Yeah, they're like out walking around down there in the south. So there was a lot of, crazy animal things. But, I love the Charleston area now, Dana. I want to move there. I told Bill that I want to move there, or that's it. I'm getting divorced.
So, speaking of Bill, how did he like it? Did he like it?
He loved it. He loved it. And it was a great family trip because we just really needed to bond. I mean, we both, he's always working. I'm always doing my thing with the kids and working on the website and taking care of the house. That, I said, this is our week to really bond and we're going to ignite the flame. So our goal was to have sex 2 times a day, every day for the whole week.
And you succeeded?
After the second day, I was like, that's enough. We had sex 4 times. That's enough for a month. I was like,
Oh,
that's
well,
it. But so I
you
had one
tried.
day off, and then we got back in the swing of it. Vicky's right. The more sex you have, the more sex you want. And girls, it's true. Once you start having sex, you want to have more sex. So when we were on vacation and there was nothing really else to worry about, it made it very easy to fool around.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I think
But
because you're more
what?
relaxed. You're more relaxed.
You're more relaxed, and especially down by the beach, you're going out to dinner, you're having a few cocktails, you're looking at the sunset, and it's very beautiful being on the water, and it's very calming. And I have to say, I did drink and eat a lot, so it's time to cleanse my body. I have my new issue of Women's Health right in front of me, and this morning I ate a banana so far, and I am doing a fruit and vegetable raw cleanse for 2 weeks. So I have to get all of this southern fried food out of my body, even though it tasted great going in. And I have to say, I had shrimp and grits at the Hominy Grill, and it was so good that I could have died afterwards a happy woman.
So I was, that was my next question. If you tried any grits, you like them?
Well, let me tell you, there's good grits and there's bad grits. There are people
Okay.
who make grits that really just taste like, horrible, but then there are fabulous grits. So it really depends on where you go out to eat. So Connor's favorite place was this place called Diana's in the middle of Charleston that had this breakfast, this jumbo sandwich, which was this big breakfast sandwich. I didn't like their grits because they were very plain. But then at night we went to this other restaurant where the grits were phenomenal. So there's got to be some secret to grits. And there's in the South, there's all these books about grits. So I really don't know enough about it, but I've tasted good grits and bad grits.
So
And you can
how
eat my
did you
grits,
like
Dana.
yours?
What?
You can eat my grits too. How did you like yours done? Because some people eat them with cheese, some with just butter, salt, and pepper.
Well,
How did you like yours?
the best time that I had it was at this Hominy Grill, and what this dish was a shrimp, and I could recreate any dish that's out there. So this is like a talent that I have, and so now I am going to recreate this dish. So in the dish, what it was it was the grits, and they had some yellow cheese in the grits, and it was with butter, and I think a little bit of olive oil. They had some sliced mushrooms and some grilled shrimp with a little bit of garlic. And some hard bacon pieces.
Ooh, sounds good.
And it was good. And you know what else I had, Dana, which was so fabulous, was cornbread pudding. So maybe
Yep.
we could get our girl Robin. Robin, can you look up some cornbread pudding for us and some good grits, shrimp and grits dishes and post them on our page? In fact, that's a good idea. We should do little theme week pages, like a southern week, a northern week.
That'd be good. I like that idea.
But you should move to this area, Dana, because it is booming. I mean, there's new construction everywhere. There's just new stores going up everywhere. It just looks like there's lots of jobs. And there's lots of military bases and lots of military life going on down there. In fact, that's the number one employer in that area is the military. And I was looking to hook up with a military wife, and nobody came to meet me.
I know,
Very
huh?
upset. Felt very alone. And I went to the Borders bookstore over there in Mount Pleasant, and my book was not there.
And I bet they heard about it, didn't they?
They heard about it, and I called my publisher, and I ripped him a new one. And I said, "What the hell is wrong with you people? What is wrong with you people? My HarperCollins totally sucks. I hate them." And I was screaming at him on the phone. I mean, they're one of the biggest publishers out there, and they can't even make sure my book is in the bookstore stocked.
Isn't that funny? I don't
I mean,
know.
it's just ridiculous. And I know that, they have all these other new books out. And he's like, "Well, darling, your book is 2 years old." And I said, "I don't care. If you put it out there, the women will see it. They love it. They want it. They'll buy it." It just pisses me off. It pisses me off that, I mean, in everything that you do, I mean, in every aspect of your life, you really have to constantly check up on what everyone else is doing. And so that pissed me off, but the bookstore heard about it. I was, pretty annoyed. But seriously, I'm joking about the military base. The closest military base was not right where I was. It was pretty far. And I should have planned it where I went to the base and I spoke to the women. And Dana, we have to start planning that where we go around the country talking to the women at the military bases. I want to bring someone who's going to do their hair and makeup. I want to have a ladies' luncheon and bring a big famous chef with me. And so that'll be fun. Did I miss any good excitement on the Happy Housewives Club?
No, not really. I think it's been pretty mellow. I think a lot of people are taking their vacations right now. So,
Yeah,
but
but we have a
yes.
lot of new girls coming in, I'm seeing.
Yeah, we did have a lot of new girls. And Gia started the actual Happy Housewives book club. So, that's
Oh,
been
that's
fun.
exciting.
It is exciting. That's a lot of fun. So,
That's fun. Now, I want to read to you. I'm looking right here through Women's Health Magazine. Dana, guess what? The number one plastic surgical procedure that women have each year. What do you think it is?
lipo.
Nope.
No. Boobs.
Botox injections.
Ew. Ugh.
Botox injections, 27.4% of women.
Oh, that's just gross. I just the whole idea of having, what is that, pig
But wait,
hormones or something?
the age group that this is based on is really shocking. It's 19 to 34-year-olds. Now,
Oh my gosh.
when not between the ages of 19 and 34, those are the years I look good. Now I'm
I was
starting to really need Botox. If you're gonna start tweaking before you're 30, what the hell are you gonna do when you're 50?
I
There's
don't
no hope
know.
for you.
Ugh.
Girls, pee is free. Pee is free, and you won't go blind from it.
Oh.
Dana, on a sad, sad note, I have to tell you know what put a real damper on my trip was the death of Ariella Weiss,
Yes.
our friend Robert Weiss's daughter. And I just want to talk about that for a minute because here's a guy who's a very successful lawyer living in a big house with the wife and the four kids and the American dream. And he goes out to a basketball game and comes home, and his daughter is dead, burned in a fire. And I can't stop thinking about it. And it's not my kid. It's not my
No.
family. I don't know how they can go on from that. And I don't know how anybody goes on from anything.
I don't
And
know.
it's just so upsetting to me. It's so disgusting. I keep thinking about how this girl died. How
I
this little
know.
baby must have felt seeing these flames coming towards her. And this is what I keep imagining. And when I first got on my trip, I was so upset over it. And I said to my husband, I said, I just can't stop thinking about this. I feel so terrible. I just feel so terrible. And, there's nothing we could really do by bringing it up now, but I just wanted to remind all of our moms, please make sure that your smoke alarms are working. It ends up that they had this electronic smoke alarm put in, one of the smoke alarms that works, not by battery, but through, I mean, I guess it's a battery backup, but through a wire through the house,
Right.
like a security system, and it didn't even go off. It didn't even work. And the mother, it ends up now, as all this stuff is progressing, she was out front, Annette, she was out front with the dog. So, I mean, if the smoke alarms never went off, it didn't do what it was supposed to do, which when it go off, it's supposed to call the fire department, which they didn't do that either. I can feel that I'm talking with a twang. Am I talking with a twang?
You are, and it's bugging me. I thought your New York accent was bad. This is worse.
Does this sound like a Southern twang, or does it sound like a New Yorker trying to act Southern?
It's like a New Yorker trying to act Southern.
Pretty bad. But you know what? You know I have Southern ancestry, and I am very proud to say that I am a DAR. It was saw the headquarters down there, and I have to go and renew my membership and make sure that I keep all of that intact. I am very proud of my history going back to the beginning of the United States on my father's side. But Dana, yeah, I just can't stop thinking about that little girl. So please, ladies, make sure your smoke detectors work. Do not put a candle in a child's bedroom. That's what happened, Dana. There was a candle in her bedroom.
Right.
My other friend, my old neighbor's house burned down 5 years ago because she had a candle in the windowsill. And this is something, Dana, that we have to take on. Is this, and ladies, you need to know this. When you go out to these stores and you see these decorative candles, not all of them are meant to be lit. Did you know this, Dana? You see these decorative fun candles at Christmas, they're shaped like angels and they have sparkles on them and all that crap. First of all, half of them are made in China with no regulations, and there are candle regulations about the wicks and all that stuff. And they just burn so hot, and they my girlfriend Anita bought this pumpkin candle. It was shaped like a pumpkin and it was all shiny and all this crap. I mean, we've seen all these decorative candles everywhere you go. And she put it on a kitchen table. Within like 3 minutes, the entire kitchen table was on fire.
Oh my goodness.
The fire department had to come and her kitchen was ruined. So a lot of these candles are made, in China. First of all, I'm disgusted by every single thing made in China. I think as happy housewives, we should be doing everything possible to stop the import and export of our goods to China where there are no regulations to make sure the standards are the same. It's
I
really
agree.
sickening. It's really
And you know,
sickening.
speaking of China, did you see that what was that, the ambassador or whatever that was responsible for all the tainted food and stuff, he did get hung.
He did. We spoke about that on this podcast. Remember, I was so
No.
happy they hang him?
No, I know they were talking about, but they actually did it last week.
Good. I think that they should start hanging some people over here. You screw
Yep.
up, we're gonna hang you. You put out a bad product, that's it. We're gonna lynch you to a tree. Hey, in fact, Dana, that's what we're gonna do. I want you to start a new page on Happy Housewives Club. We are going to start, and this is what I want to call it, the Happy Housewives Brigade. And we are going to sign petitions. We're going to start going after companies that deliberately put out bad products that are killing our kids. Right now, Gerber has a recall. You see this?
No.
Gerber has a recall that's out on some bad baby products that are out. I mean, the plastic baby bottles with the bisphenol A, they're still on the market. They're not coming off. They're not coming off the market, Dana. They're not doing nothing to take them off.
Can't believe it.
I love my new southern accent.
I don't stop.
But we are going to start a Happy Housewives Brigade, and we are going to start going after these companies. And I am all for hanging these people. Hanging, castration, death, death if we don't like what you do. I love all of that. I am a vigilante. And speaking of vigilanteism, Dana, last night I couldn't sleep because I had coffee at 7 p.m. And what do I do in the middle of the night when I have nothing else to do?
You get on the computer and you start looking around.
And I started looking around, and I cannot believe the nasty ass crap that is written about me. These girls have no lives. They have no lives. That freak woman, what was her name? I forgot
Sandy?
her name. What?
Wasn't it Sandy or something like that?
Yeah, that
You're talking about.
freako, she has updated her review of me like 12 times in 2 years. She obviously has nothing else to do in her life. This is like an online stalker. It's almost so ridiculous. I think that the girl must be like my sister-in-law or something. Somebody who's definitely out to get me. But I was laughing because if you have nothing else to do but to continue to review my book, I just got coffee, so I hope I didn't sound too distant. If you have nothing to do but to review it and trash it over and over and update it just so you can keep your name hooked with my name, then you need to find a new way to plug your blog. That's really embarrassing. Am I writing about other people? Now, every day I could trash, someone really famous. So I can, stay in the media. So I can be hooked into their name. I'm not that I'm really famous, but the little bit of, small fame that these people think that I have, they're trying to hook into.
Oh, yeah.
But is that ridiculous? How many times can you review the same book? Don't you read anything else, you moron? Go read something else. Go clean your house. Do something with your life. Maybe if you could clean your house, you'd have less time to review my book. There's another woman who writes this. It's so funny. She writes, "I hate Darla Shine. My mother-in-law gave me her book. She doesn't think my house is clean enough. She thinks I look like a slob, so she gave me Darla Shine's book. Now what? I looked at it. I can't believe it. Darla Shine thinks you should put makeup on every day and get dressed up. Da, 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 da. Yeah, you know what? Put on some freaking makeup and clean your house, slob. The poor mother. This mother-in-law is giving her a book in desperation." The
Oh,
grandkids are probably growing up like a bunch of farmhand pigs over there. I want a farm now, Dana. That's my new thing.
you couldn't handle a farm, you'd go nuts.
Well, I'm not going to be out there farming.
You can't have a farm if you're not going to work it yourself.
I'll get farmhands. I'll hire people. I just want that big house. This is what I want. After being in South Carolina at these plantations, I decided that I want to be Scarlett O'Hara. I want to have a big, beautiful white house that's perched up with a big wraparound porch. And I want lots of land with gum trees. I love those gum trees. And I want to grow fruits and vegetables, which I love to do, so I can handle that.
Yeah, that you could handle. Whoops.
Fruits and vegetables and all that. But I think it would be great. And why can't I hire a couple of guys to do this, some farmhands, to have my own chickens and my own cows? And maybe if I lived like that, I wouldn't have to worry that the meat I'm getting is all infected and irradiated, and maybe then I could live a little bit more peacefully. Have my own well there, my own clean water. I mean, that's the way to go.
Okay, because you would appreciate it more if you worked it yourself.
I said I'll do the fruits and vegetables, but what do you want me to go out there, cut a freaking head off a pig and start pouring the blood out?
I want to see that. That's
Get
something I
lost.
want to
In
see.
fact, I just posted about that. One of the girls wrote in the, if you could live any time, I would live in the pioneer days. Who the hell would want to live in the pioneer days?
Oh, me. Definitely me. I would love it.
Are you kidding?
No, I'm not kidding you at all.
No,
No.
that's not for me. I'm definitely for the hoop skirts and the big fans and the big glass of lemonade sitting on the porch.
With
I
the
like my
sun.
new accent, Dana.
Yeah, I can tell. Work it, baby, work it.
I'm working the accent. So anyway, that was my big week. By the end of the week, I was done with Bill.
Yeah.
I was sick of him, and I realized that, 7 days together is all the bonding that I can take. I was ready for him to go out, back to work, and me to get, back into my routine and my life. I mean, 7 days on vacation is a long time.
That is a long time.
It's a long time, and especially when you have a rental car and you're driving a lot.
That's crazy. Yeah, that'd be a bit much. That's why
That
when I go on vacation, I go see my parents because they will spend time with my children. And it does, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not with them 24/7.
Dana, we haven't even brought up my children. I realized over this break that they are just completely out of control, spoiled, rotten, and I don't know what to do about it. I don't know
Spoiled,
what to
spoiled
do.
how? Like, gimme, gimme, gimme.
No, just, their way or the highway. My son, if we don't do exactly what he wants to do, I want to go to the aquarium. He won't stop talking about that freaking aquarium until we take him to the aquarium. It just doesn't shut up. And all mothers go through this. You ever just want to punch a kid in the mouth and say, just shut up?
Oh,
But
yeah.
we can't do that. So I'm like, okay, honey, in a little while. Go play at the beach. We'll go in a little while. But he will not stop until he does what he wants to do. But the thing that bothered me the most about the two children is they just cannot get along. The whole trip, they're fighting, they're pinching each other, they're calling each other farts, there's always a problem.
Yeah.
So, the whole sibling rivalry thing is a nightmare. It really is a nightmare. And I wanted to ask you about your daughter. Now, I really am upset about you getting your daughter's tonsils taken out.
Yeah, I know you are. I know.
So you're just going to give in to conventional medicine instead of trying a holistic routine, which you haven't even tried. You have not. Did you take her off of dairy?
Yes, I posted a reply. I took her off dairy.
When, Dana? Because I was only gone a week, and a week ago she was not off dairy. So, what'd you take her off for a few days?
No, I haven't talked to you in longer than it's been longer than a week. Well, anyways, no, because I took her in. She had this horrible ear infection. Her ear was leaking all over the place. It was nasty. So I took her back to her ear, nose, and throat guy just to have her tubes checked. And the ear that still has a tube in it, they cannot figure out where the drainage is coming from. And they're concerned. So they want to go in and look and see where it's coming from. And they're actually going to take the tube out and then they have to patch graft the hole. And then the thing with the tonsils is when she had that bad ear infection, I slept with her for a couple nights and she can't breathe well at night at all. I mean, it's like
All
her
right,
breathing
well,
stops.
okay, so maybe her sinuses are all clogged and stuffed. Maybe you need to clean out her sinuses. Have you done that? Did you wash
Yes,
out her
I've been doing
sinuses?
that. I've been doing that. I've been irrigating her and everything, and it's not helping. So, yeah.
How long did you take her off of dairy for?
Actually, both kids have been off it a lot or most of the summer because my kids normally drink milk and water, and that's it. And they eat cheese and yogurt and stuff like that. But during the summer, they have not been drinking that much milk at
But
all.
there's a difference between that much. Have they been eating cheese and yogurt?
No,
I
Mams
don't
doesn't
believe
drink.
you.
I know you
You.
don't, but stop. I'm not going to lie to you.
But you had. They've been drinking some milk. Have they
One,
been drinking some milk each day? Yes or no?
not each day. They get a glass every few days.
right, all I'm going to say is this. The mucus in the cow's milk is so disgusting, and the cheese and the yogurt, all this mucus forms in the ears, and years, it sounds like your kids were big milk drinkers. So for years, all this mucus is building up. And all these other girls who wrote when they were kids, they took their tonsils out because they had all these problems. Yeah, because it was all the problems because of the cow mucus stuck back in their adenoids and in their, throats and all this other crap. And the reason the tonsils were infected is because the tonsils catch infection. Do you understand that? So when you remove the tonsils, the infection goes to another part of your body. So they really are a housing place for infection. Yes. Is it gross? Yes. But taking them out, I would really think about it. And I know you're saying that her ear is all bad, but did they take out the last tube?
No, that they're going to do that at the same time that they want to do the tonsils. Because her ear was so bad, they couldn't get a good look in there.
Well, her ear was probably bad because of the freaking tube. I hate those tubes. I mean, so many kids deep in their ear canal, the ear needs to drain. It's a natural thing for the ear to drain. And all you moms out there, please, I beg you to order Wally's ear oil. Keep this ear oil in your house. When your kids swim and they get water in their ear, they get a little earache, squirt some of that ear oil in their ear. And it naturally makes the wax and all the buildup slowly come out of the ear. The ear should actually leak a little bit when the kids are sleeping. It's the kids who don't have good drainage that end up with these problems. So you need to help that drainage along. Listen, it's your kid. Obviously, you need to do what makes you feel good, and that's fine. But what I'm saying is, when is she scheduled for the tonsillectomy?
The 26th of July,
All
next
right.
Thursday or something like that.
Well, I really think you should keep her off of anything with cow's milk. First of all, nobody needs to drink milk.
But I
You did
love
not
milk.
get what?
But I love milk. It's good. And I'm on organic milk now, too. Thank you very
All
much.
right, but okay, well, good. But there's years of cow's milk and mucus stuck in their system that you have to cleanse out. I would suggest giving your daughters absolutely no milk and no dairy for a month. And watch how she clears up before she goes to surgery. No milk, nothing. There's no, you need to read this book, Milk the Poison Food. Now, if you're obviously organic milk or, fresh raw milk off a farm, I mean, that's fine. That's healthy. But no matter how healthy, it is, it still creates mucus. And some people just cannot tolerate it. My kids have never had an ear infection, and I swear it's because when they were babies, after they got off the breast, they went right to soy. My kids never had cow's milk until they were like over three. Yep. And there's a lot, listen, there's a lot of things out there about soy. If you don't get genetically, if you don't get pure soy products, the genetic soy is bad for your system, and it causes all these estrogen problems. And there are good and bad and pros and cons with everything. And but some people just cannot handle the mucus. If I have something with dairy, first of all, I'm lactose intolerant. But did you ever feel you can when you have milk, Dana? Don't you feel kind of mucusy in the back of your throat, like when you're talking? There's like a bubble in your throat, or your nose feels a little clogged. Do you never have that?
Yeah, if I drink too much, yes.
Do you see? So all that mucus. So stop drinking all that milk. First of all, you're a grown woman. What are you drinking all that milk for? It's time to stop. Move on to wine. Red wine.
I like milk occasionally. See, I haven't been drinking a lot because Phil and I are back on the low carb diet, and we went off it.
Well, it is a fattening, fatty food.
It is,
That's why they see, and you're not even supposed to drink cow's milk. The whole thing was invented to fatten up little rich American babies because, breastfeeding was considered dirty and disgusting. I mean, there are nations all around the world. I mean, they don't drink cow's milk.
I know, but I just really like a tall, cold glass of milk. It's just good stuff.
All
Once in a while.
right.
I don't drink it all the time, though. I have to emphasize. I don't
I'm
drink.
not. I'm not saying that you can't drink milk, but I'm saying take your daughter who has the mucus problem in her adenoids and her tonsils and her ear off the freaking milk and dairy.
Okay.
And especially cheese. Cheese is just pure mucus.
See,
That's what
it's
cheese
the
is.
thing.
Mucus.
Cheese. It doesn't
It's
have
really,
the
my son Connor is the cheese king. He wants to move to Wisconsin because he loves cheese.
Oh, cheese
But
is good for
thank God,
cheese.
I mean, it doesn't affect him. The mucus doesn't build up in him that way. He doesn't get any ear infections, you know? But anyway, it's my suggestion. Do it now, at least for this month, and see if she clears up before the surgery. You can always cancel the surgery.
That's true. Well, I still need to get that ear tube pulled.
Well, if you guess what? If you clear the mucus out of her body and take her off all cow products, guess what? That her ear, the infection will naturally subside, the swelling will go down, and the ear too will float out.
Yeah, that's what I'm waiting for. The other one did. The other one
Did you
already
get the
did.
Wally's ear oil yet? All
No. That I didn't get.
right.
I keep forgetting about that.
All right, you're gonna do this because otherwise I'm gonna freak out. Okay, so listen, one more thing before we go, Dana. It's very important.
What?
Are you listening? It's
I'm
very exciting.
okay.
All right, right now it's the end, in the middle of July, right? And Harry Potter came out yesterday, and I took the kids to the movies to see him, see it. And I was very unhappy with the movie. I didn't think it was so great. But then when I came home, on the way home, I'm walking past the store and I see in the window the rich teens and what they're making. Guess what? What do you think, Harry? What do you think that Daniel Radcliffe made for that movie? What do you think he's getting?
In the millions. I don't know.
$50 million.
Oh my gosh.
So this is very important to me because it really pisses me off. I just cannot get over that my kids, that these teenagers have to, they're seeing these teenagers out there making such a ridiculous money. Ridiculous money. And it's just making me think about the baseball players and all the celebrities and how people are getting very, very wealthy, and then I'm getting letters from these women who can barely get by. So this is all leading up to what I wanted to say, which is very, very important, which is this. Girls, I really need you to start thinking about how we can help our moms in need. I'm getting letters every single day from housewives who do not have clothes for their children, who are cannot make ends meet, and we have to find a way for the moms who have more to help the moms who have less. And if you don't want to give money, then what about your old clothes? What about some going to the store and buying, some pots or a comforter or something that another mom needs? And Dana, I think it's really important for us to continue to promote and support the mom swap and to really encourage the women to, and I'm guilty of this because, I have five bags of children's clothes upstairs that I pulled out of the kids' closets and I need to mail it out. But we have to get better about helping each other and making sure we help our moms in need. So it's a very important issue to me. And seeing this, this paper with the Daniel Radcliffe making the $10 million just made me think, here's this kid with so much, and there's so many kids out there with so little. And, maybe what we can do is try and help distribute a little bit of happiness. So, on that note, Dana, go have a good day with your kids. What are you going to
I have to get ready for our trip downstate, which means I've got to take all four dogs to the vet to get checked out, and
Are
then.
you going on vacation? Oh, are you going on vacation?
No, I can't go on vacation, you know that. My brother-in-law got married in May in Florida, and they're having the reception this coming weekend downstate. So we're gonna head downstate for that. And we're buying a new vehicle. Did I tell you that?
I did. Did you sign all the paperwork? Is it a done deal?
We have to sign the paperwork either today or tomorrow, and then we pick it up, I think, on Wednesday. So that is really exciting for us. So
Well, good for you. You have fun with that. Congratulations. Have a safe
thank you.
trip. When will you be back?
Monday. We're gonna leave Thursday and we'll be back Monday.
Will you have your computer with you?
Oh, of course.
Okay. All right, so you have a safe trip. And girls, stay tuned. Happy Housewives Club is growing stronger than ever. And get on board. Get on board with the Housewives Brigade. We're going to tackle corporate America. We're going to make sure that people give us good products and don't kill us and our children. We are going to demand quality. We're going to join together, and we're going to help our moms in need. So go to that button, help a mom, do a mom fundraiser, send your clothes to another mom. Let's get this swap going, Dana. I'm really excited, and I will talk to you soon.
All right, we'll see you later.
Bye.
Bye.